Welcome to this episode of Just the Disc. My name is Brian Sauer. This is my podcast about Blu-rays. So I've got another odds and ends episode here for you folks, and I decided to cover something I don't cover too much on the show, and that is TV. I know I talked about Space 1999 and maybe a few others, but I've got a whole pile of TV, mostly animated, to talk about, and I'm going to start at the top here with an old favorite. This is V, the original miniseries. This is from Warner Archive. And the back says, 50 spaceships, each 3 miles across, hover ominously above Earth's major cities. The visitors that emerge are human-like in appearance and extend the hand of friendship. Our planet's resources are just what these aliens need to survive, and for its future survival, unsuspecting humankind will need a miracle.
Tonight is your chance to see how it all began, to relive the excitement that is V, the most extraordinary miniseries ever. A daring TV journalist struggling to uncover the startling truth behind the aliens' visit to Earth. And a beautiful and brave young scientist fighting for the very survival of the human race. Together, they take you on a fantastic journey to meet the visitors. Prepare yourself for a television event that's out of this world. Prepare for V. Next.
So, yeah, this is the original miniseries from, I guess, 1983. I do remember this one from when I was a kid and in grade school, if I recall. And it was like a big deal. It was like the equivalent of a water cooler movie on the playground. It was, you know, obviously even a bigger deal than Game of Thrones or whatever we have now. This was event television, and it was fascinating. And it was the first time I'd seen Mark Singer, and I liked him, and the lizard people in this show freaked me out, and the way that they eat rats and mice.
The operation is working perfectly. Scientists are being ostracized, disorganized throughout the world.
The problem is, our leader then says, why not convert them all? He doesn't understand that the human will is much, much tougher than we bargained for. To convert them all would take forever. However, we will continue to refine the process.
Yes, I'm sure you will, successfully.
The effects were pretty effective for me back then. But anyway, it's a good miniseries, and they have released it in its original, I guess, original aspect ratio. It's 178 to 1, and it looks good in widescreen. You know, Warner Archive always does a good job with their stuff, and so I guess this is a Warner Brothers Home Entertainment release, but I know Warner Archive was kind of pushing it, so I don't know. It's one of the two. There is a feature-length commentary by writer-director Kenneth Johnson and a behind-the-scenes documentary, so that's kind of cool. You get a little couple extras on here, and I didn't get to check out either of those just yet, but I did get to show Raven a few episodes of the show, and I think she was digging it. So anyway, that's the first one. Next up, we have a nice box set of Batman Beyond, the complete series.
It's worse than I thought. It's some kind of new DNA mutagen. Powers is making nerve gas. He's using my company to make nerve gas. Stay away from that.
Synaptic controls? Neuromuscular amplification? Flight capability? This thing might be old, but it's still cutting edge. Bet it amplifies your strength by at least 10-1.
I told you not to touch it.
But aren't you gonna go to...
No.
You built that company. And now Powers is making nerve gas there. You gotta do something. You're Batman.
I was Batman. Give this to Commissioner Barbara Gordon. Tell her I sent you.
The cops? They'll never be able to...
Do it.
Something happened to you, didn't it? And it wasn't just that you got old.
This show, I think, aired from January 99 to December 2001, 52 episodes, and one direct-to-video feature film. That would be Batman Beyond: Return of the Joker. This show featured the voices of Will Friedle, Kevin Conroy, Stockard Channing, Cree Summer, and others. You know, a critically acclaimed show, and one that I remember enjoying way back then, although I can't remember it that well now, but definitely some animation that seems to carry forward from Batman the Animated Series. It's a little different style-wise, and I remember digging it. But this is a really nice set. It's the complete series. 6 discs. The bonus disc has Nostalgic Tomorrow, A Batman Gathering, and this is, I guess, sort of a round table. It says, seated at the table is the Batman Beyond team. Bruce Timm, Kevin Conroy, Will Friedle, James Tucker, Glenn Murakami, Andrea Romano, Bob Goodman, and Stan Berkowitz. Nice little chat from them, and then there's a few other featurettes. Night Immortal, a visual and visceral celebration of the Dark Knight. 80 years of crime fighting narrated by the storytellers of the past, present, and future. And then a few more. And then, like I said, Batman Return of the Joker, the movie. That's the director's cut. That's also included in this set.
Some clowns were never funny. Some villains you never forget.
He died years ago.
You're sure?
I was there.
Some heroes will never back down.
Go to work.
The Joker is back, and it's no laughing matter. He's got a new crew.
On the double.
A new game.
A lot has changed while your old Uncle Joker's been away. New Gotham, new rules, even a new Batman. I'm ready to give this old town a wetty again.
So it's a good set, and I've been excited to see the different iterations of Batman cartoons coming out, from, you know, Batman the Animated Series to Batman Brave and the Bold and others. It's been cool that Warner Brothers is really digging into the vault and pulling out some of these cool Batman series and making them look good. I did get to throw this disc on for a second, and the episodes look great. So I need to dig through all of them, and I also want to check out the special features. And I've never seen the movie, Return of the Joker, so that's also on my agenda. Next up, we have a little show I used to love as a kid called Johnny Quest. So this is the complete original series from the 1960s. It says, TV's first animated action-adventure series is about to take you on a breathless ride. All 26 episodes charting the fantastic exploits of the brave and brainy 11-year-old Jonathan Quest are yours in a 3-disc set. Unlike the outrageous fantasy plots of cartoons that preceded it, Johnny Quest drew on science and detective-style logic to solve mysteries and apprehend sophisticated villains.
We'll feed the facts to Eunice, our unitized neutronic information center, and see what answer she comes up with. Laser.
Hey, look, Dad! I bet that ship is 100 years old!
Viewers were transported to exotic locales as Johnny's dad, Dr. Benton Quest, tackled each new government assignment aided by ex-agent Race Bannon, Indian friend Haji, and family bulldog Bandit, of course. Let's see here. So, special features, Johnny Quest files, fun facts and trivia, Johnny Quest adventures in animation, Johnny Quest video handbook. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's not really about the extras with this one as much as it's great to have these on Blu-ray. 572 minutes worth of stuff. Yeah, I used to love this show. This was on Sunday mornings where I'm from, and that theme song was, I don't know, it was one of those things where you'd hear it and it gave you just a different tonal vibe for a show. You know, all the other cartoons I used to watch, I mean, I guess if when I get into like the Herculoids and stuff like that, you know, some of those other Hanna-Barbera animated shows, I got a sense of some drama, but this was the first one for me where those pounding drums and just, you know, the general peril that was involved in every episode and the fact that it was a kid in peril, you know, was really relatable and something that I remember connecting to a lot. And yeah, I was super excited to get this set because this show meant a lot to me and also looks great, really good stuff. Very happy to have it in the collection. Next up, we have another classic cartoon show, also from the 60s, and that would be The Jetsons, the complete original series.
Meet George Jetson. His boy, Elroy. Daughter, Judy.
This This catchy theme tune for the Jetsons ideally captures the lighthearted essence of the show, a futuristic counterpoint to the Flintstones that reflected the space-age optimism of the times. The Jetsons were the very first family, animated or not, to have a big-screen home entertainment system decades before it became a reality. They also had flying cars, floating cities, and androids, all commonplace scenery in today's most popular sci-fi blockbusters. Now this beloved series teletransports onto Blu-ray all 24 hilarious episodes plus soaring extras.
I bet I know where he is. Just as I thought, at the water cooler again.
And now, fellow employees, I would like to read you my latest company bulletin. It's titled 101 Ways to Goof Off at the Office and Still Collect Overtime.
Jetson! What are you doing?
Goof it off, sir!
Report to my office.
Yes, sir. Oh, boy. The boss sure sounded mad. You call, sir?
Why? Why do I put up with you?
I don't know, sir. I mean, sorry, sir.
It's crazy that there were only 24 episodes of The Jetsons. It feels like there was so much more than that, you know, but probably because I saw the same ones over and over in syndication. Special features on this include commentary on two episodes by Janet Waldo, the voice of Judy Jetson, The Jetsons, The Family of the Future, chronicles of the history of the series.
Hello, Daddy dear. How are you this beautiful evening?
I'm Janet Waldo, and the very first cartoon I ever did was the voice of Judy Jetson. You all remember her. You know, see you in orbit, everybody.
Man, you're crazy. Way out.
When I first started working at Hanna-Barbera, Joe was doing all the directing, and of course, to me, he was the best director. And it was wonderful because he used to take 6 hours to do The Jetsons. And he'd bring the storyboard, and he knew all of the characters. It was never hard to know what you were supposed to do with your character because Joe had already played it for you. And great. So you just imitated what you saw him do.
Bill Hanna and Joe Barbera shaped our view of the 21st century.
I think one of the things that we kicked off before anybody else was the treadmill. Now today, everybody are buying treadmills. Everybody's got treadmills. Everybody's got them in their homes. They got a little simple ones. They got electric. We use it to walk the dog.
Yeah.
I mean, when you take Astro for a walk outside,
yeah,
you get the treadmill that's
they
going
were
around.
Up on the then, 50th floor, then, and the treadmill went out the window.
You gotta have it up here to know how to start these things and stop them and start them again.
But his job was one simple thing, press a button. That's all he had to do, press one button and sit back. Then the whole wall would light up. And the boss would be there. And he'd yell, Jetson!
Caught you again!
No, the way Jetson got to the boss's office, I don't know if they ever remember the pneumatic tubes in department stores where they get a cylinder, put it in a tube, and it would be upstairs. So when the boss called them,
report to my office!
Yes, sir!
He goes over to this tube, steps in it, and he shows up there and falls out on his face, you know.
You call, sir?
Space Age Gadgets zooms in on the futuristic inventions of the Jetsons' world, family album, character bios, Rosie the Robotic Maid tribute. This is 621 minutes worth of stuff, and another show that was near and dear to me as a kid, you know. I love the idea of the future and having pills for dinner and, you know, being able to fold your car up into a suitcase and everything futuristic. It was such a great counterpoint, obviously, to the Flintstones, which I liked as well, but I think I preferred the Jetsons. I don't know, something about space age ideas and, you know, thinking that, you know, maybe someday we would actually have some of this stuff. And obviously that has not come to pass really, but the back is correct in talking about it sort of predicting in some ways what we see a lot now in terms of futuristic movies. Obviously, there had been some before this, but anyway, I always love the Jetsons. Good stuff. Great to have it on Blu-ray. Also looks great. I mean, it kind of goes without saying, but I'll say it. All these Warner Brothers discs look really good. You know, like, I don't know if they're all restored, but they always seem to have a really good looking master that they've usually redone to give the best quality. So, hats off. On to another TV series animated that I love so, so much and was incredibly excited to get on Blu-ray. That, of course, being Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? The complete series.
Scooby-Doo, where are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby-Doo, where are you?
So this is a 4-disc set and has the entire run of Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Which is one of the great shows of all time, really. I think Elric and I have talked about it on Pure Cinema and elsewhere. It's a great gateway. It's really one of the best cartoons that functions as a gateway to horror that I can think of. And I think it is certainly responsible for a lot of the horror fans my age, because we all saw it on TV and we all loved it. And there's something really timeless about it, even though it's, you know, started in 1969 and you can definitely feel that aspect on some levels. I don't know. There's just something about this gang and stuff they go up against and...
Bella, are you all right?
I will be as soon as I find my glasses.
Hey, what got into you two? What were you running from anyhow?
Him!
What's that?
That must be the creeper.
He wants that blank paper the guard gave us.
And I think it's time to leave. Everybody, run!
The courage that some of them have and the cowardice that some of them have and how the two go hand in hand. I don't know. And the musical numbers, I always love those as well. Anyway, so excited to get this on Blu-ray. I had it on DVD and then digitally, but Blu-ray is where I wanted to be with it. So fantastic to have, and great for young folks and old alike. I may actually watch one of these after I finish this recording. That's how much I love this show. And speaking of which, another set I picked up is the new Scooby-Doo Movies Almost Complete Collection. Now, I don't know what's missing, I apologize, but this is a really killer follow-up to Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? This is, I think, late 70s, early 80s. It's a star-studded event that brings your favorite guest stars together with Scooby-Doo and the Mystery Inc. gang in high definition for the first time. Kids who fell in love with the original Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? TV series were growing up and could enjoy more sophisticated plots and characters, and so along came the hour-long new Scooby-Doo movies. What sets them delightfully apart is the marvelous lineup of celebrity guest stars. The Harlem Globetrotters, Dick Van Dyke, the Three Stooges, Jonathan Winters, Don Knotts.
Yes, sirree, the best accommodations in town. See those cots? I changed the linen on them myself.
It's not exactly what we expected.
Didn't think it would be this highfalutin, did we?
What about food?
That's another surprise I've got for you. How do you feel about Banana Custard Delight? Old Oswald Fingerhut couldn't pay his parking fine in cash, so he gave us merchandise. 15 bananas and 26 cans of chocolate custard.
Like, oh boy!
Oh, I think I lost my appetite again.
I'll have the Banana Custard Delight.
Oh, boy.
Laurel and Hardy, Mama Cass Elliot, and Sonny and Cher, among others, some voicing their cartoon selves, plus the participation of other animated heroes like Batman and Robin, Speed Buggy, and Genie. The 2-disc Blu-ray set features 23 of the best and spookiest capers. It's no mystery. You're in for a classic good time. So only 23. I don't know how many there were, but this also features the Hanna-Barbera Kennel Club Roast Scooby-Doo, embarrassing stories of how Scooby-Doo mumbled and clawed his way into animation stardom, and Uptown with Scooby-Doo and the Harlem Globetrotters. The Harlem Globetrotters show Scooby-Doo some new tricks. And then Girls Rock, spotlight on Daphne and Velma. This is 966 minutes of stuff. And it's kind of a must. If you got your Scooby-Doo Where Are You set, it's a natural thing that you'd want to watch them then with Batman and Robin, Sonny and Cher, the Three Stooges, and so forth. I was a big fan of these. And I think I remember the Batman and Robin one was kind of a mind blower for me because it was this crossover universe thing, obviously well before Marvel or anything else. And I just didn't ever think of cartoons existing in the same universes, you know, they were all separate from each other. And it was kind of weird, but really neat to see Batman and Robin in the Scooby-Doo universe.
Robin and I were on routine bat patrol in Gotham City
when we detected an airplane overhead flying without lights.
Suspecting that someone might be smuggling contraband into the country, we followed the plane on our Batmobile radar scope.
And it led us to this old farmhouse.
Now let's have a look at that crate.
It's strapped to the floor.
Well, we'll just unstrap it, eh, Batman?
Right, chum. Shh. Someone's upstairs. Lights out. Scatter.
I kind of loved it, you know? And then Don Knotts in the Scooby-Doo universe. Yeah, those were a lot of fun. And I'm really glad that they got as many as they did. I can't think of the ones that are missing, though, like I said. So I'm sure there's some good ones that have been left off. But I'm really happy with what they have here. So that's the new Scooby-Doo movies almost complete collection. And then last but not least is the Charlie's Angels complete series. This is from Mill Creek Entertainment.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who went to the police academy. And they were each assigned very hazardous duties. But I took them away from all that, and now they work for me. My name is Charlie.
And it includes all five seasons. Once upon a time, there were three little girls who went to work for Charles Townsend, a mysterious man they never got to see at his Beverly Hills detective agency, and they became the sexiest private eyes to ever grace TV. Enjoy every episode of full, high-kicking action, glamour, guns, bikinis, and hair. Each is packed with dangerous intrigue in the Angels' world of money, mystery, and murder. Starring Kate Jackson, Farrah Fawcett, Jacqueline Smith, Cheryl Ladd, Shelley Hack, Tanya Roberts, and David Doyle as John Bosley. So this is another show that I loved as a kid, and I was showing my daughter the pilot tonight, and I had to tell her the story of how when I was in third grade and we were asked to write out Valentines, I wrote one to Jacqueline Smith. Obviously, it didn't go further than my third grade classroom, but I was obsessed with her at the time. I think I'd found some magazines with pictures of her or something, and I was just sort of fawning over her. I thought she was just the prettiest woman I'd ever seen, and I don't know. It was a formative time. But anyway, so only got to watch the pilot again, which had a lot of stuff that I didn't remember. It's been a while since I've seen it. So the fact that it has Bo Hopkins, the fact that it has David Ogden Stiers, and then Tommy Lee Jones plays a really big part. And he's in that, you know, Eyes of Laura Mars. Actually, I think this is probably pre-Eyes of Laura Mars, pre-Rolling Thunder phase of his career. But he's very good. It's a nice little role that he gets to play against Kate Jackson and Jacqueline Smith.
Trust me. Please don't give me away.
What's your name?
Sabrina.
Go shake him up, Sabrina.
And that was neat. It was very much a surprise. And it was engaging on a level that my 10-year-old daughter was caught up in it. And speaking of Scooby-Doo, there's definitely a little bit of that feeling, a little bit more dramatic, a little more danger, but it definitely feels a little bit like a Scooby-Doo in terms of some of the mysteries that they have to solve. This particular pilot deals with a murder and solving that. So again, it's a little more adult, but a lot of fun, and looks pretty good. And yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. I know some people might be irritated as this set, I don't want to say it comes on the heels of a DVD release, but I know they've already put out the full series on DVD. So I think there may be some folks that are upset that they ended up buying that somewhat recently. But I would say this is worth the upgrade. You know, it's great to have all five seasons and all the different casts. And I don't know, it's a fun show. I'm hoping we can get Raven to watch a little bit more. So that will conclude this shorter Odds and Ends episode dealing with the TV stuff. Hopefully there's some shows in here that you either didn't know about or wanted to know if they look good, and they all do. And I think everybody should have Scooby-Doo, Johnny Quest, The Jetsons. These are staples for your TV collection. I don't collect a ton of television, but you know, when it comes to classic animation stuff like this, it's like kind of a must for me. Anyway, everyone have a lovely and Blu-ray-filled week, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.